Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good job, Jacob. You know I got an H-Town brother, you know, come. Actually, he reps Longview better than anybody else, but he has an H-Town feel to him. Every time I talk about this guy, not just a former teammate, but a good friend of mine, good friend, and one of the best, if not the best athletes to come out of the state of Texas, and that's not me putting up on it. If you know and learn what this man did from high school to college to the pros, how he could have had his pick at any university, regardless of sport. If he said, you know what, I just want to focus on basketball. He had the blue bloods after him. I want to just focus on track. He won Texas relays and Texas state meets. I want to focus on football as he did. He went on to be an all-pro, not just pro bowler, but all-pro, and is a better man off the field than he is on the field. We are lucky to have Bobby Taylor joining us for a segment, especially on this game day, to learn about his thoughts about the Houston Texans and also some of the great things he's doing with the NFL. BTZ, as we like to call him. What's going on, Bobby?
My brother. I mean, I heard that music. I was like, man, should I like freestyle or something?
Give him that long freestyle. I'm good.
Right? Man,
but before we talk about, and here's the thing, like a lot of times when you bring people on and you talk about what they're doing out there in the community, some listeners are like, okay, I'll listen, I'll respect. But there's some interesting things going on with Gen Youth and NFL Flag and the High School Coach of the Year. I want to get to that because I want to know what the coaches meant in your life and how they help affect your life. But real quick, it's game time, it's game night, Houston, Texas taking on the Carolina Panthers. You and I haven't really had a chance to talk about what's going on with the Texans. What are your expectations tonight?
Well, let me just say this first and foremost. I mean, I'm so happy and proud for David Culley. I know you know him personally as well. I spent a lot of time with him when I was in Philly. He was on Andy Reid's staff. As a matter of fact, I was in Philly for 9 years, and six of those years, Culley was on the staff. And so I know him personally. And so, I'm just happy to see how respectful he has the team looking in the first 2 weeks. And so I think last week's game versus Cleveland was probably the hardest. I've, like, literally cheered for a team. And I'm not ashamed to say that. And so, because I'm just really pulling for him, just because with some of the access that I have behind the scenes and things of that nature, like, I really have been able to see the struggle. You know, I really have been able to see, like, how, I mean, people would say on the outside, like, this guy's been in coaching for all of these decades. How did he just get a chance to become a head coach? And I'm like, idiot, do you think that head coaching jobs are just falling out of the sky? And especially for brothers, like, let's just keep it, like, all the way real. And so, you know, to come into a situation like this with the Texans, I mean, it's all been talked about. It's been splashed on the media. And it's like, dang, this worthy man gets an opportunity, and it's an opportunity, like, that a lot of folks wouldn't even touch with a 10-foot pole. And so, you know, I'm a big fan of David Culley, and I think the team has been respectable the first 2 years, especially from a defensive standpoint. Looking at Lovie Smith, I've always been a fan of his. Those guys are generating turnovers, and they've just been fun to watch. And so, you know, I'll be a fan again. I'll be a fanboy again tonight, hoping they're successful. I know they have a backup quarterback coming into the game. But, you know, that's why you get drafted. You know, you get drafted for these type of opportunities. And so, you know, hopefully he can go out there and, you know, and it's not all on his shoulders. You know, I think if the team can establish the run, generate some turnovers, I mean, hopefully people are right now lining up to go tailgate and be out there, be loud, you know, fans. What is it? Is it 100% capacity from a fan?
Well, this is Greg Abbott's state. You know it is.
I mean, hey, well, come on. Hey, I guess he's good for something, right? But, hey, I mean, it should be loud and wild. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? I know there are no excuses. You and I have played when Donovan McNabb went down and we still expected to win. But, man, I'm with you. After that first half against Cleveland, a game that they were supposed to get blown out, I was like, Coach Culley, I hope people are really respecting what he's doing as a coach. And when you lose Tyrod Taylor and throw in Davis Mills, again, no excuse, but it's kind of like, okay, I don't know what coaches could have overcame that during the game. It's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight now that they've had a whole whopping 2 days to prepare with Davis Mills as a starter. But you mentioned him and how you were rooting for him just because you know him, the relationship you had with him in Philadelphia, and he wasn't even coaching you directly. So let me ask you about the coaches that did coach you directly. Like, what type of impact did they have in your life as you promote the Coach of the Year award, you know, brought to you by NFL Flag?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, I mean, growing up, I mean, I played all sports, and so I was in contact with probably more coaches than I was teachers or anything else. And I've always said it takes a village to raise a child, and a part of my village were so many coaches. And there are coaches that coached me back in Longview that I still stay in contact with to this day when, you know, just to check on them, I know their families, I know their kids that are older now and married and things of that nature. And so, I mean, coaches are just, they played a special part in my life. And, you know, what I'm doing now with the NFL, working with Gen Youth and NFL Flag. Well, first of all, let me say this. If you know a PE teacher, if you know a coach who's making a difference in kids' lives, we want you to nominate them. Go to flag.genyouthnow.org. flag.genyouthnow.org. Nominations will be open until October 13th, and we'll be announcing winners later on in the year. You know, these good folks will be recognized. They're going to get awards and things of that nature or what have you. And so, I mean, it's just a good thing to recognize some of these unsung heroes because, you know, a lot of times when you think about guys that are playing professionally, you know, sometimes you don't think about, you know what, this guy probably experienced a great PE coach at some point in his life. You know, sometimes we have early bloomers. Sometimes we have late bloomers when it comes to, you know, guys' athletic trajectory or what have you. And so, you know, I just think this is a great thing that Gen Youth is doing along with NFL Flag. And I'm just happy to be a part of it.
And anybody can nominate or do they have to be players?
Oh, no, anybody.
Gotcha.
So we want to be overwhelmed. We want to be overwhelmed with the amount of nominations. They opened last week, and like I said, they'll be going through October 13th. So anybody, any of your listeners, if you have some coaches or PE teachers that you know personally that you want to nominate, I mean, nominate them and pass the word because, you know, these, like I said, these folks are unsung. And, you know, they need to get their roses. And Gen Youth is providing a podium, a platform for, you know, these good folks to get recognized.
All right, Larry's and Stafford's and Jay Money, you're always talking to me about high school football on the show. Go to flag.gen, that's G-E-N, youth, Y-O-U-T-H, now.org. So flag.gen, youth, now.org.
And let me say this too, right? And I didn't mean to cut you off, right?
Good.
Because just think about it. There are more people that went to PE class than went to maybe a varsity football class. And so, you know, there are people that are probably in business now that are leaders in their particular space that it was a PE teacher or a coach that, you know, helped spur them along, that gave them some confidence, that held them accountable because it's not always about patting you on the back. You know, a lot of about what coaches do is, you know what, they need to put certain kids in check because, you know, sometimes we get the big head or what have you, right? And so when you have strong men and women that have been placed in your life to be able to do that, hey, they need to be recognized for it.
Coach Gonzalez. That was my PE coach in the seventh grade when I was in San Antonio at Patton Neff, Texas. That was the name of our school, Patton Neff, Texas. And I always remember he would always hit me on the head and call me Tapao. I still don't know what that means in Spanish, but it just felt like he was saying, I love you, young brother. So all jokes aside, Coach Gonzalez, seventh grade PE coach. And I just remember, you know, what it was like to be around him. And in my 40s, it still resonates today. I know you're up against it. I know you got to get out of here and continue to promote this great cause. flag.genyouthnow.org for all the listeners. Big Sarge is going to tweet it out, and Sports Talk 790 will retweet it. So if you didn't get it, you can follow us on Twitter and get that. Hey, enjoy the game tonight, brother. You know I'm going to be talking to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.